other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number one of this Thursday, the 29th of July, 2004, live edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. Again, thank you for joining us. Wide open phones today, and as usual, and an extra helping, by the way, of vital news and information. GIs, pushing Iraqis into river was ordered. Now, they've tried to claim it was malaria medicine, makes the troops run over people's cars for no reason and kill and rape and slaughter. But no, it's drowning people under orders. Just randomly find some young people and just drown them for fun because it's all part of the freedom. You know, I support the troops. I support the military. We've always had the best military in the world who's doles out the least amount of abuse compared to other militaries. But we cannot sit here and put up with this. So we'll go over that. Also, potential terrorist released due to lack of jail space, congressman says. And we got a call about this yesterday, and they did send us the article. It is posted on Infowars.com. Middle Easterners with possible terrorist ties have been detained after entering the country from Mexico, but released for lack of jail space. They're illegal aliens, but they just release them, said U.S. Representative Solomon P. Ortez, the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness. And he told the Brownsville Herald that. We'll cover it. Well, you saw 160 of the Mexican judicial workers get the chip. They have to have it to go to work. Now they want to make the police take it. You knew this was coming from CNET News. Under the skin ID chips move towards U.S. hospitals. That's right. You want to come in our hospital, you got to take the chip. There's absolutely no reason for it, but the chip, you got to take the chip. Another article here out of the Register, outbreak of RFID tagging at medical facilities. They're moving ahead with that as well. Just some of the news. Here's another one out of New Scientist, the current issue. Fighter pilots could command drone swarms. Drone swarms. And also, I want to get into Kerry and his fake war video. And Bill Clinton saying he wants our guns and... Well, then I guess Bush will have to save us, won't he? There's a problem. Capitol Hill Blue reporting, Bush using drugs to control depression, erratic behavior. Now, I have to tell you, everything I've ever seen from Capitol Hill Blue turns out to be factual. I mean, they exposed Bill Clinton greatly. And Bush using drugs to control depression, erratic behavior. And I have this from White House sources long before it was in the news. Yeah, he's always been a drug addict. Oil prices at 21-year record as fears grow. Saddam could die before his trial. Oh, how convenient. Florida election officials oppose elections audit. They say any type of record of how you vote and any type of audit is wrong and that we shouldn't ask for that. That's right. They just did their major test yesterday of the Florida electronic touchscreens and they failed. But that's all right. They're designed to fail and give you magic numbers, so we'll cover that out of the Associated Press. And that's just some of what's coming. I haven't even skimmed the surface of the information we'll be detailing here in the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Went down to the City Council telecommunications meeting yesterday here in Austin. I want to thank the hundreds of people that came out for showing up on such short notice. And it was quite a circus. We'll talk about that three-ring circus when we get back as well. This affects everyone's free speech nationwide. Stay with us.
Music. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Watching snippets of the Democratic National Stage-Managed Theater reminds me of why I hate the Democrats. And, of course, watching the Republicans will remind me of why I can't stand them either. These are a bunch of elitists. They sit up there, they lie, they spin, they manipulate. Edwards, pretty boy of the Bilderberg Group, openly, the Bilderberg Group says he's the VP. Internationalist, appointing our VP candidates, tells us they're the party of hope. They agree with the war, they agree with the open borders, they agree with the Patriot Act. They agree with a giant domestic CIA running our lives. But, oh, they're the party of hope. No, you're the party of nightmare and darkness and dependency to the corporations that you work for. So I do want to talk about that. I mean, I put the call out yesterday, and we loaded the phones the whole broadcast, of course, but no one really wanted to talk about the convention. Did you see Bill Clinton on Monday say that, why are we taking the cops off the street but giving the people guns? By the way, Bush is not taking police off the streets. We've gone from 300 and something thousand under Clinton to now upwards of 700,000, and Bush is shifting money from the COPS program that Clinton says will take 88,000 off the street, and he's shifting it to Homeland Security funding. So instead of just being gun-grabbing police funded to do that locally, they're going to be Homeland Security federal police, even worse. So don't worry, you're going to be lots more swarming police everywhere. That we do not need more of, by the way. I take that back. I mean, the cities have got far too many, and you go out in the country and you can't find a cop. Or it's some multi-jurisdictional task force too busy doing drug raids. You know, after looking at whose ranch is worth more money, hopefully they'll find some drugs so they can move into the ranch. We actually have that happening. But we'll discuss it. Also, just a ton of news here. Microchips, troops being ordered to drown Iraqis, just on and on and on. But I aired this about a month or so ago, hadn't aired it in about 6 months before that, and people keep requesting it. So I won't do this for a few more months, but here it is, folks. And this is to all the renegades out there standing up for free speech, standing up for the Second Amendment, standing up for the Fourth Amendment, standing up for national sovereignty. And for the hundreds, I don't know, it was over 100 people in the chairs and dozens outside and just jamming the whole place. Over 100 people on short notice showed up to the city council building for the telecommunications meeting to try to stand up against the shutdown of free speech in Austin, Texas. And so for all of you that showed up at the meeting and spoke so eloquently, and for all of you around the country standing up for free speech, this song's for you.
Others couldn't stand for that. The cross was a solution, but he rose again. Wise men followed him, but he rose again. Wise men followed him. Thank God for the renegades and the lions. We'll be right back.
All right, my friends, it is the 29th day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. As I said, wide open phones today on the broadcast at 800-259-9231. Where are the renegades in the world today? Who are the renegades in the world today? They laid their bodies down for liberty, for their descendants. And if you don't feel a blood debt, and if you don't feel those oaths coming back at you, screaming back at you, whispering back at you from the mist of time against tyranny, from no matter what corner of the world you come from, all of us, the commoners, the common man, the common woman, the common person, against tyranny and despotism, if you don't know that it's upon us again, if your guts, if your marrow of the bones don't tell you this, then you're blind. Something's wrong with you. You know, our troops have been told to be as abusive and vicious as possible in Afghanistan and Iraq. And the military planners know that this will cause rebellion. And they want rebellion. That's why they've hired former torture lords from Latin America and Vietnam who carried these actions out to go there and to be the masters of this system. And it's so sad to see this happening. And remember the story of the troops pushing young men, teenagers, into water because they didn't, quote, show respect and watching as one drowned in the river. This is out of the Associated Press. GIs pushing Iraqis into a river was ordered. One of the four soldiers charged with pushing two Iraqi civilians into a river where one of them drowned, since he was ordered to do so and told what to say to officials looking into the death, an Army investigator testified Wednesday. Specialist Terry Bowman said he was told by his chain of command what version to give investigators. Sergeant Ernie Cintron of the Army's Criminal Investigation Command, and during a teleconference from Iraq, said the military convened a hearing to determine whether the soldiers will be court-martialed. And it continues. Bowman said he was ordered to push the man into the Tigris-Euphrates. Cintron said it was not disclosed who gave the order. Three of the soldiers' commanders have received non-judicial punishments for their roles in the incident. Well, that's pretty convincing. None of those punishments includes jail time. And then it goes into all of it. Folks, we've played the audio here. We have a video of them on the website from PBS where they think they've stolen three sticks of wood. They bulldoze with the tank, the car, and laugh at it after they machine gun the vehicle. I mean, what on earth is the point of that? They go into homes and towns and arrest all the men down to age 11. They run over their date palms. They run over their tangerine plantations that people are on subsistence for thousands of years living off of that. Women sit down in the dirt and say, "Now I wait to die." It is a hellhole. Our government has appointed torture masters, killers, bombers, CIA officers to run the country, and they call this an elected government. I mean, it is a joke, people. Now, do I support Saddam Hussein? Absolutely not. I do not support our government training him as an assassin, putting him in, telling him to attack Iran, telling him to invade Kuwait, and then not taking him out of power in 91 when they could have done it, then letting him sit there, have sanctions that kill over 1.5 million Iraqis, 700,000 of them children, in the next 12-plus years, then going in and putting most of the Ba'athists back in power. Now, that's just the facts, folks. And now they're saying we're going to be there 10 years, and they've got their draft lined up for us. When we get back, potential terrorists released due to lack of jail space. Brownsville Herald, a bunch of other news. Your calls at 800-259-9231. And again, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
All right, my friends, we're back live, and we're going to go to your calls now, and then we'll get into under-the-skin ID chips move towards U.S. hospitals. See, it's materializing in every facet of our lives. Also, RFID tagging in the hospitals. Fighter pilots could command drone swarms. John Kerry and his fake war footage and his staged event. Bush using drugs to control depression, erratic behavior. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Elizabeth in Texas. Elizabeth, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Alex. I listened to a rebroadcast last night here in Texas of your show, and I listened with anguish because as a professional musician for the last 34 years, And having worked here in near the Austin area for the since 1984, I have been intimately familiar with the people of ACTV, and I was on the Texas Music Commission for a while, the board of directors, and was instrumental in helping raise the criteria for broadcast on the public access channels, along with Hank Sinatra and some of the groundbreakers for the Austin live music on air scene. Anyway, I think it's like a lot of other things. People are so accustomed to what we have here, they don't realize what a gift it is anymore. And since I wasn't able to go down and give a speech, hearing about this too late last night, I will say this to your listeners. This, what's happening with Austin Access, and you haven't given the report yet this morning, which I'm awaiting hearing, is indicative of a problem that's endemic to our nation and our world.
Yeah, for those who just joined us, they just shut down Access TV in Houston 2 weeks ago. They're shutting it down all over the country, and they're trying it here in Austin with this real slick packaging, but we really exposed it yesterday.
Well, it's a loss of another voice of truth, one of the few, precious few, avenues of resource that we have to hear the truth. And I live out in the hill country now. I'm no longer in Austin proper, so I can't get Austin Access. We don't even have cable out here. But I have missed it. And whenever I'm in town or at my children's homes, I enjoy watching it because it's one of the places where not only did my faith become increased due to the programming on that channel, but I heard about you. I learned of you in 1998 for the first time. Had that not been available to us, my political views might not have been provoked. My theology might have not been provoked. And I certainly would not have the appreciation for the creativity and the radical thinking that is available in this area. And the people who are in the larger cities, the more progressive cities, I hate to even use that word, have something comparable to this and can lose it as quickly as we appear to be losing our access. And so this is a warning. In our comfort, we cannot be static. We cannot just sit there and presume that all of these resources will be available to us infinitely. They're not. They're being taken away. It's just another...
It's just like talk radio being consolidated, Elizabeth, and your eloquent words, and thank you for the call. And I will give a short report on what happened yesterday. It was something else there at the city council meeting. Peter in New Jersey. Peter, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, Alex. First time caller. Good friend of mine, Ron from New York, calls you often and recently has put me in touch with things that you're informing everybody about. I heard you a few months ago on Coast to Coast. Absolutely tremendous. Being a born-again Christian of almost 25 years now, I, you know, came up in the understanding of apple pie, baseball, America, so forth and so on, only to find out now through your tremendous knowledge of things, inputting it to us, of what's going on here and who's who and who's not. And not only is it freaking me out as a believer in Christ, but what does one do, being a national election coming up 3 months from now, of this freak show in Boston and this current administration in Washington? You want to exercise your right to vote, and who in the world, A, do you vote for? Do you even vote? Does your vote even count? The freak show up in Boston, are they going to be getting in from the globalist community just like the ones in Washington 4 years ago? And the backup question to that, Alex, would be this. Being a listener to Christian radio over the number of years, such as the Robertsons, the Charles Stanley, people like that, the very big high echelon of Christian radio, they're not even touching subjects like this, including things like Bohemian Grove. So where does one go? Does one put you on and listen to you with that, for that information?
Well, I'll tell you what, two incredibly vital, complex questions. Thanks for the call. I'll try to answer them when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
All right, a caller, Peter in New Jersey, brought up some really good points. His second question was, why when I tune in to the Focus on the Families, the Jay Sekulows, the heads of the Christian Coalition, why aren't they talking about the New York Post admitting gay porn stars servicing, you know, the world leaders? I mean, that was their headline. Why don't they talk about how Edwards is basically appointed by the Bilderberg Group? I mean, the New York Times admitted it a month after we broke the story with Jim Tucker. Why do they say the Patriot Act is good? I mean, I listen to Christian talk radio. I mean, it's like listening to satanic radio or something. It's just incredible. I mean, the lies. And these men and women are not stupid, by the way. You know, why are some of them saying, oh, the chip's not bad? I mean, I've even heard that. Or China's got to have forced abortion and infanticide. You know, they got a problem. They got to do something. Then I'm bad for reporting on that. You know, why is this happening? Because, folks, they got all our confidence exposing Bill Clinton, the so-called conservatives, because what they said about Bill Clinton was true. He was really bad. But they tried to stay off the subject of Chinese generals and missile secrets. They tried to stick to the sexual stuff. And you know, some of the lying, really side issues. I mean, they're important issues, but they're side issues for the globalists, because then it doesn't implicate Republican leaders who were all involved in the nuclear reactor transfers and missile secret transfers. Those are the Republican companies doing that, with Clinton giving the okay. They're sold out, folks. They've been told. I mean, Pat Robertson was writing books about the New World Order and doing a pretty good job until about, what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when they went after his 501c3 tax exemption for his TV network. I mean, what, he owns, like, I don't know, it was like 15 different TV channels, or did. He sold some of them. And they came after him, and he was about to lose that empire, so suddenly, you know, he backed off. It's like NPR used to be decidedly what you'd call liberal. Now it's, you know, really what you'd call balance in the fake paradigm. Bush is good, Kerry's good, you know, because they were told, hey, you're going to lose your funding if you don't start neoconning. So all these groups have been compromised. The so-called liberal media suddenly lies and propagandizes, and the New York Times lies for Bush about aluminum tubes and Iraq and Niger uranium and CIA reports. And then later reports how Bush is a liar, and then it's just a joke. So as the New World Order emerges, as it comes onto the stage, as the Horn of Babylon rises, you know, as this begins, here in the final equation, in the final act of this deal, we're really finding out who is who. And a lot of people just can't get past that. Now the caller says, well, who do I vote for then? I mean, we know Kerry's bad. We know Bush is bad. We know they're really for the same policies, just different rhetoric. Who do we vote for? Or should we even vote? Well, about 32% of the country now has the electronic touchscreen systems in. The majority of it is four different companies, all run by former NSA or CIA chiefs or deputy chiefs. They are fighting to keep bills out of Congress, like Rush Holt's bill that would have there be a paper ballot record for recounts. They're fighting against that. They're fighting against audits of it. They're fighting against any transparency. I mean, that right there is pretty obvious. Plus, we have their own engineers quitting and saying it's a fraud, and they're caught with felons running the companies as vice presidents, defrauding elections with wireless modems entering into the machines during elections in 2002 and 2003, coast-to-coast stealing elections. I mean, all of that is confirmed, folks. But there's still a vote, but the problem is that 30%, they can use that already to sway elections unless there's a really big turnout in one direction. So we've almost lost our right to vote right there at that level. There's still the ballot box in some areas. There's still the jury box, the grand jury box. Those are other forms of voting. There's the soap box. There's the boycott box. There's different ways to vote and still have power and still have an effect. We can vote with our minds and our actions by being a police officer or a firefighter or a government minion who just quietly doesn't follow orders, quietly doesn't violate the Constitution, quietly wakes up other people in their department. So, another facet to this is we focus far too much on Kerry and Bush. And it is true that Congress has given up much of its authority to the executive, so the executive is the most powerful branch in government. It was supposed to be the weakest branch in government, with the Congress being the most powerful, then the judicial, then the executive. And the Founding Fathers said that. Now, Congress has been turned into the bald-headed stepchild, the Cinderella. And the 9/11 Whitewash Commission blamed Congress for not giving more funding, they only doubled it, and not giving up all their authority to a domestic CIA that runs its own funding. And so now they're going to go do that and give up all their authority. They've already done it on trade, on borders, on almost everything. But while Congress has still got some authority, you need to get good people into Congress, but then your state's even more important. People in your legislature, your House members, your Senate members, your sheriffs, your county commissioners, your city council members. And they may put in their electronic voting machines with their voter assistance bureau that's called for suspending the election, maybe. They're the ones saying, oh, put these in your cities. Well, seven states have already said no. Other states are moving to remove them, but then the feds put in injunctions and block that. You're going to have a recall vote with a paper ballot. You're first going to have a This is how you do it. You're first going to have a recall petition, a paper ballot petition, just to have a paper ballot recall election on the electronic voting machines. This, and I'm, again, just like before the Bill of Rights Defense League's formed, I said we need to have cities and counties throw the Patriot Act out at a Tenth Amendment level at the state and county level. We wrote up the first proposal, people picked up on it, and now over 400 cities, now I think it's five states now, now Canada has moved against the Patriot Act because it even affects them. I have that article today. And again, I'm not even that smart. I don't know why I have to think this stuff up. But I've told you the idea. If you want to write some articles about it, get it out to people, get it rolling, fine. You're going to have a petition to have paper ballots, and then you're going to have in that a board will oversee the paper ballots, and that that citizens, let's say, you can think of the ways to do it, but let's say 50,000 citizens in your city, if it's a big city, will go be randomly selected in a raffle, not a central raffle, but a district by district, and then those people are there counting the ballots with citizens that want to show up watching that. And then the numbers aren't fed into a computer to tabulate. Or it's over, okay? It is over. Already, the old computerized ballots, they were Scantrons and bubble sheets, those were fed through a computer where they could defraud things, but then there could be a recount, and they go back and look at the Scantrons, and you'd find out they cheated people. And they caught counties and cities cheating hundreds of times. So total corruption, total takeover is upon you. And that's why they're militarizing the police. That's why they're trying to intimidate you. That's why they're trying to say you can't protest and demonstrate, or you have to do it inside a cage, inside another cage, like Houdini, with no news cameras on you. They're doing all of this to send that message that you're a slave. And so, no, I am not going to vote in the presidential election. I'm not going to vote. You know, if I have a choice between Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin, Bush is Hitler, literally, and Kerry is Stalin, or Mao Zedong, take your pick, I'm not going to vote for the communists or the fascists. The cousins, members of the same secret group, run by the Bilderberg Organization. I mean, it's a joke. I'll write in a candidate or pick a Constitution Party or a Libertarian or somebody else. But again, I personally am not going to vote because we don't have voting in Austin anymore. All the electronic machines went in. It's a total fraud. And I've challenged them. I'm on the record as saying this. And this is the end of the road, folks. Okay? And I think you should go out and protest on election night and hold up signs saying we don't have an election. And write up little one-page printouts with the facts to hand out to people. We got to stop playing along with their game. I mean, you know, reading the text of Bill Clinton, you know, it made me want to go vote for Bush. But I have to remember they're business partners. They met. His father and Clinton met. They staged the 92 election. They're in business. Kerry and Bush, it's totally staged. In 04, it's just totally staged. To stop being diverted. You know, what's the local average is like 8% of the population votes in local elections, 55% vote nationally when it's a big presidential election, what, like 30% when it's an off-year election for Congress. It should be 100% for county and city and state if you don't have electronic machines, and then you know, 10% for the presidential election. It's a joke. Everything is backwards, people. All right, an important question. Sorry I spent 10 minutes on it, but let's go to James in North Carolina. James, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
We got that same kind of scam going down here. We just had our state and local elections in Cumberland County and Robeson County. I live in Robeson County.
Yes.
And they already reported that at least 60% of the people wouldn't show up to vote because they knew it wouldn't do any good. We've had scams down here like you wouldn't believe.
Well, that's the thing. You can type the name of almost any county in from any state and put election fraud after it, and it will be people caught doing it for decades. Just look, there's video in Florida. in the 80s of the League of Women Voters falsifying votes. They snuck him with a hidden camera. The guy who shot it got arrested. And then now the League of Women Voters is arguing federally against there being a paper record of how you vote. I mean, this is the freedom. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get?
It's just like watching the few minutes of the Democratic Convention and Illuminati and all that. You can't win. There's no way to win because people down here, there's a church on every corner and they're for Bush 100% now. To each his own. But they don't even realize what happened when all this stuff started. And they look at me like I'm an idiot, but I listen to you and I listen to other shows. And I can guarantee you that the people down here are just lost. We've lost all our jobs.
Well, wait a minute. Bush said earlier this year that export of jobs is our number one industry. That's an actual quote. And it's good. And that hamburger jobs are industrial, value-added, high-tech jobs. Don't you like your factory job at McDonald's?
Oh, well, we don't have factory jobs down here, but I used to drive a truck and made real good money down here with local, and all the yarn factories went out of business and went to Mexico or overseas, and that's it. They wiped us out.
Thanks for the call, my friend. And I've even heard NPR giggle, and I've heard globalists giggle on C-SPAN that Americans have had it too good, too long, and we're going to be brought down. Yeah, but the elite's going to get even more powerful. They don't want a middle class. But the neocons have convinced the middle class that they represent them. We're being double-teamed by Bush and Kerry. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Been listening to you for a while. Saw you in Crawford last March 20th, and can I ask you a question about subscribing to Prison Planet TV?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I think it was Monday, maybe Tuesday, I subscribed to Prison Planet TV and seemed to be having trouble getting in to see The Matrix of Evil and 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Is there a number I can call that they can help me figure out how to do that?
Okay, I'd say about 1% of the members have trouble when they first sign up, and it may be your computer, it may be the software you have for watching movies,
right.
And on the website we have free downloads of the software. We have Mac and PC enabled systems.
Okay.
Paul Watson is the customer service. He does that via email.
Okay.
And it says contact webmaster customer service.
Right.
Click there, email him, and tell him what's happening, and he'll email you back and fix it.
Okay, and then my comment, I found it interesting with the Bilderberg ticket that with what you see going on with the armed ninja guys carrying their M16s and the little internment camp for protesters, and throw in on top of that on the convention floor that peace candidates weren't allowed to carry their peace signs in. They were confiscated, and then Teresa Hines Carey gets up there and talks about defending her right to speak, to have her opinion. It kind of seems to me that I guess what we conclude is that she has a right to speak and have her opinion, but the people outside do not.
Well, we now lock protesters in cages inside cages and aim M60 machine guns at them.
Yep.
We now have helicopters swarming, men in federally issued Darth Vader outfits. None of this has to do with freedom. It's all to train us, because they got a lot of horrible stuff coming down the pike, and they know we're going to riot. They know we're going to protest. And so they're gearing up over the last decade to oppress the population. It's so obvious what they're doing, and it's disgusting.
Well, I haven't heard anyone at this convention address the treatment of the protesters outside and their right to assemble and speak. Just kind of found that curious.
Well, the convention is a total theater. Thanks for the call, Dan. And thanks for signing up for 15 cents a day at prisonplanet.tv. And folks just love it, and I hope that people will go check it out. Let's take another call here. Rob in South Carolina. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I got a quick comment on the vaccines and everything.
Okay.
Well, in school, like right now, they're making us take another one for rubella down here in South Carolina. I think it's kind of sick with all the mercury they already put in. I'm going to dumb us down enough with all the brain kind of things, you know?
Well, yeah, we read the article a few days ago about they're going to give you an inoculation so you won't be a drug addict, but to the children, but it also plugs up the receptors in the brain for natural endorphins and pleasure. And now the MMR shot has 250 times safe levels of mercury, that's Associated Press, and they're trying to force you to take more, and they're claiming it's the law. It's the law that they can't make you take it, and they got a waiver. But the news will lie and say it's the law. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, half my school already, like, I've had some really, really weird questions asked in my U.S. history classes and stuff like that. They don't even know what, like, democracy is now.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I want to hear from you. You're in public school right now.
Yeah.
Stay there, Rob. We'll come back to you, then Tom, David, and others. A lot of news coming up, and a guest, PrisonPlanet.tv, folks.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The globalists know the levee is breaking. They know that people are awake to their activities. And so they've been preemptively gearing up for the oppressive forces they need. But many of those oppressors are waking up and realizing that it's their families, it's their future, it's their descendants who they're ruining. I mean, I speak to people's most innate instincts to stand up against this. You know in your guts it's true. You can look around you. It's now time for you to stand up and get involved. We'll go back to Rob in South Carolina, then Tom, David, and Melissa, Gloria, and countless others that want to get involved on air today. We got Glenn Spencer about the open border situation and potential terrorists released due to lack of jail space. Yeah, sure. Out of the Brownsville Herald. And we'll continue with your calls as well. Plus, they want to put a microchip in you when you go into the hospital. I told you, instead of CNET News, big technology publication. Before we go back to the calls, though, folks, I'm not going to belabor this for 5 hours. I've made a lot of films, 10 of them. I carry a lot of other great videos. They're dynamic. They're informative. They're frightening. But number one, they'll wake people up, and they'll get you totally informed so you can speak factually and from a very confident position when you're out talking to folks in your area trying to wake them up. Plus, they're great for access television in your area or to show to a public gathering, which I authorize you to do. So please visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Matrix of Evil, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Bloodlines, The Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. These are all books and videos that I think are the most important, vital, well-documented things out there. So visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the videos, read about them, watch free clips, look at the different discounts and packages we have. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free to order the videos or ask questions or ask about specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My videos are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of my titles. The other videos are from $18 to $22 by other folks. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The ball's in your court. Please take action. Talking to Rob in South Carolina, a high school student. So you guys have already had vaccines, but they want you to take more, huh?
Yeah, they just, like, introduced these two now, like, right in 99, but I don't know, it's still kind of creepy that they're...
And they say they're going to add more and more new ones to go to college. You got to have them to... Oh, you got to have a smallpox shot. You got to have an anthrax shot. You got to have all these new
graduated.
Shots.
Yeah. Like, my friend who graduated last year, they're offering him to get in the military now because... And then he just got this vaccination. So, I don't know, it's, like, creepy.
Well, you didn't take it, did you?
Well, no, I have to take it next year if I, like, have to get there, but I'm going to try getting, like, a religious exemption or something.
Sir, they have a religious, a conscientious, and an immoral objection at the health department, and by law they got to give it to you, and they got it in the principal's desk, but they get federal funds for doping you up, and so sue their behinds, hand out handbills in class, warning people about the vaccines. Go to the Brave New World, New World Order section of PrisonPlanet.com, or use search Infowars.com, it's a website, to type in vaccine 250 times the mercury. Take that into them. Take them the ABC News article about the CDC admitting it's brain-damaging people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm already giving your videos out to friends I know, too. So
good. Don't let them assault you at this high school.
Yeah, I know. Can't let it happen, man.
Don't let them assault your brain, my friend. All right, good job. You keep it up, my friend. All right, second hour, calls, news, guests coming up. I'll stay with us.